Avos Perkei, Mishnah Yud Aleph, this is 5:11, in some Mishnayos it's 5:14. Here we have Arba Midos Bedeos, there are four types of people with regard to their temperament. Noach Lichos V'Noach Lirtzos, some people are quick to anger, they get angry easily. V'Noach Lirtzos, but they're easy to appease, they calm down quickly. Those people, Yatza Sechar B'Hefsedo, it's bad news to be easily angered. It's good that a person should calm down quickly and be easily appeased if someone upsets them, but the bottom line is that it's way worse to get angry quickly than it is to be quick to be appeased, and therefore, whatever schar, whatever benefit he has for being easily appeased, is outweighed by his hefsed, the loss he has from being quick to get angry, because when you get angry, you do all sorts of averas. Chazal say, lo tirtach v'lo techati, that's a Gemara in Brachos Chavtes, don't get angry and you won't sin. And actually, the pasuk in Mishlei, Uval Chema Rav Pasha, one who's angry all the time, he is full of sin. When you are angry, you do things you shouldn't do and say things you shouldn't say, and therefore, the badness of getting angry quickly quickly outweighs and severely outweighs the benefits of being easily appeased. I should point out there is another girsa that switches this around, and it says Yetza Hefsedu B'Scharo. However, Bartanur says this is the Iker, and we'll go with this approach. Next, you have the second kind of person, Kasha Lichos V'Kasha Lirtzos. This person is difficult to anger, but once he gets angry, he's difficult to calm down, to appease. So it's good that he's hard to get angry. It's bad that he's easily... It's bad that he is hard to appease. But Yatzeh Hefsedo B'Scharo, on balance, the benefits of being slow to anger and not getting angry often outweigh the downside of being difficult to be calmed down, appeased, and therefore net-net, it's a benefit. The third kind of person is Kasha Lichos V'Noach Lirtzos. He's a chassid. This guy is amazing because he doesn't get angry easily. Doesn't say he never gets angry. Everyone gets angry sometimes. Sometimes it's appropriate to get angry about certain things. But the point is that he doesn't get angry easily. And if he does, he's easy to appease. So that person is a chassid. He goes, you know, usually above and beyond. There's a discussion in the Mefarshim if one's tendency to get angry and the complementary tendency to be appeased, if that's something that essentially you're born with, or it's something that you essentially develop by your own choices, or my preferred understanding is that it's actually a little bit of both. But of course, this person obviously has worked on himself, because if he is sort of, you know, quick to get angry, sorry, if he's slow to get angry, then it would make sense he's sort of slow to get appeased. If he's quick to get angry, it would make sense he's quick to get appeased. This person's worked on himself, and he takes the best of both, so he is a chassid. And Noach Lichos V'Kasha Lirtzos, a person who is just easily angry, and then it's very difficult to appease him. That person is a Rasha, he's wicked, because he obviously worked himself the wrong direction, to not really, to train himself to be slow to get angry. In fact, he indulges in being angry, and when he does, he sort of holds that grudge. So that's bad. Now, I should speak out here that there is another reading of this Mishnah. The Midrash Shmuel has this reading, and to my mind, it's actually the preferred reading, and it's my preferred reading, because the word lirtzos actually doesn't mean to be appeased. It means to appease others. To be appeased would mean, really technically, be lehit ratzot, to be appeased. So lirtzos means to appease others. So really, the Midrash Shmuel reads this, is Arbamidos Badeos, there are four temperaments amongst people. Noach lichos v'noach lirtzos means he gets angry easily, but he's quick to apologize. Noach lirtzos, he's easy to be moved to try to appease other person. So that is a good thing that you apologize quickly, but of course, better not get angry in the first place, and therefore, yetzeschar behafsedo, whatever virtue it is to be quick to ask for forgiveness and apologize, is outweighed by the downside of being easily angered. Kasha lichos v'kasha lirtzos, person who's difficult to get angry in the first place, but when he does, kasha lirtzos, it's very hard to get him to apologize. He doesn't like to apologize. That is a bad thing not to apologize, but bottom line is, Yatzas Hefsedo B'Scharo, while it's a bad thing, it's great that he doesn't get angry easily, and actually, on balance, that's more important, if you will. Kasha Lichos V'Noach Lirtzos, this guy, he's difficult to get angry, and when he does get upset, he apologizes and appeases the person very quickly. That person's a chassid, and Noach Lichos V'Kasha Lirtzos, it's easy to get him angry, and when he does, he never apologizes. He always holds a grudge, it's difficult to get him to apologize. That guy is a Rasha.